Okay, let's unpack this. We've got a stack of really interesting sources here, all focused on something called fix mature hops extract.
That's right. And specifically how it might impact metabolism and, well, fat burning.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And this deep dive is really for you, the listener. If you want a quick but thorough look at what these particular sources say, the science they present, and why it could matter, you're in the right place.
Yeah, our job today is to cut through it all, pull out the key insights, maybe some surprising bits from this material.
Which includes peer-reviewed studies, clinical trial info. So there's some solid science to look at.
Definitely. We're going to explore what this extract is, the mechanisms the sources describe, the evidence from human trials, and, you know, what it means practically.
And there's some intriguing stuff in here, mm-hmm. like how it might work with brown fat and how physical activity plays a role.
It's quite a story the sources lay out. So where should we start? Maybe just defining what this stuff is.
Good idea. So mature hops extract, MHE, and specifically fix. What are the sources telling us?
Well, it comes from the hop plant, Humulus lupulus L. But it's not the same stuff used for brewing beer.
Right. That's a key distinction.
This MHE, it's derived from oxidized compounds. And it contains concentrated bitter acids from the hops, which have been scientifically studied.
And Feex is a specific product using this MHE.
Exactly. The sources say Feex uses a patent-pending extraction process. The goal is apparently to maximize these matured hop bitter acids, the MHBA.
Okay.
But also, and this is crucial, to get rid of the bitter taste.
Ah, that makes sense. So you could actually take it daily.
That's the idea presented. Mix it in a drink, no bitterness. So practical point number one right there.
Okay, a tasteless extract from hops with these concentrated acids. So where do the metabolism claims come in? The sources mentioned multiple studies.
They do. Several independent peer-reviewed studies. But they really seem to zero in on one main one.
Which one is that?
A human clinical trial, published in the Nutrition Journal back in 2016.
Ah, okay. The landmark study, some of the material calls it. How strong was the study design?
Really strong, actually. It was randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled, a parallel group study.
So the gold standard for minimizing bias.
Pretty much. That's why it carries weight.
And who took part in this trial?
It involved 200 adults, described as healthy but overweight BMI between 25 and 30.
And they took it for how long?
12 weeks.
Okay, now for the really interesting part.
Yeah.
What did they actually find? What happened?
This is where the sources get specific. They reported a significant reduction in visceral fat area.
Visceral fat?
Hmm.
That's the dangerous internal fat, right? Around the organs.
Exactly. The type strongly linked to metabolic diseases. And this reduction wasn't just at the end.
Oh.
They apparently saw it starting after 8 weeks, and it continued through the full 12 weeks. Statistically significant, P less than 0.05.
Wow. Okay. That's notable. Anything else?
Yep. Also, a significant reduction in total fat area by the end, 12 weeks. Again, P less than 0.05. And overall, a decreased body fat ratio.
Okay. Impressive results. But what about safety? That's always a big question.
Absolutely. And the sources are quite clear on this based on that trial.
What do they say?
Across those 200 people for 12 weeks, they reported no adverse events linked to the supplement. No abnormal clinical parameters either.
So well tolerated in that group.
That's how it's described.
And the dosage used in the trial?
It was 35 milligrams of the MHBA per day, mixed into a beverage usually.
Okay, fascinating. Human evidence, fat reduction, especially visceral fat, good safety profile in the study. But how? How does hop extract do that? Do the sources explain the mechanism?
They do, and this is where it gets into that brown fat we mentioned.
Ah, yes, brown adipose tissue, BAT. Refresh my memory, that's the good fat.
Kind of, yeah. It's different from white fat, which just stores energy. Brown fat actually burns calories to generate heat, thermogenesis.
Like little furnaces in the body.
Exactly. And the sources point to a key protein in BA called UCP1, uncoupling protein 1.
UCP1.
They call it the master regulator of that heat production. Activating it ramps up the mitochondria in the brown fat cells, making them burn fuel.
So how does this hop extract, this MHBA, flip the switch on UCP1? Do the sources trace that?
Yes, they detail a pathway. It starts with consuming the MHBA, which apparently stimulates the vagus nerve.
Okay.
That nerve then signals the sympathetic nervous system, specifically increasing nerve activity to the brown fat. They call it BESNA.
BESNA. Sympathetic nerve activity to brown adipose tissue.
You got it. And that triggers a cascade inside the B cells involving beta-adrenergic signaling, CMP, fancy terms, but the end result is more UCP1 expression.
So turning up the thermostat on those brown fat furnaces via a nerve signal, that's specific.
It really is.
And what are the downstream effects of turning up that heat, according to the sources?
Well, the direct effects listed are things like increased energy expenditure, burning more calories, enhanced fat oxidation, potentially better insulin sensitivity, and crucially, reduced visceral fat accumulation.
Which lines up perfectly with the human trial results.
Exactly. And they also mention possible secondary benefits, like maybe helping with appetite, sleep, focus, even gut health.
Was this mechanism itself studied? Where did that understanding come from?
Yeah, the sources point to study 2 for that, published in PLOS-1 in 2015.
Okay.
That was described as an animal study focused specifically on figuring out how MAG activates BAT. It laid the groundwork for understanding that UCP1 pathway, the BAT-SNA connection, all that.
Got it. So, study 1, humans. What happens? Fat loss.
Yeah.
Study 2, animals. How it happens. BAT activation. What about study 3? Something about exercise.
Right. Study 3 was in the Nutrition Journal again, 2018. It wasn't a new experiment, but a deeper dive, a reanalysis of the data from that original human trial.
Okay. Looking at the same 200 people's data, but focusing
on the connection between taking the MHE and how active people were, their daily steps, basically.
And what did they find?
This is really interesting. They found a synergistic effect.
Meaning?
Meaning it seemed to work better with activity. Specifically, there was a significant negative correlation between visceral fat reduction and daily steps, but only in the group taking the hop extract.
Hang on, negative correlation. Explain that for the listener if you take more steps.
You see a greater reduction in visceral fat if you were also taking the supplement.
Ah, so it boosts the effect of exercise, or exercise boosts its effect.
Kind of both, it seems. The takeaway is that combining the MHE with even light activity, like just walking more, led to better results, especially for that tricky visceral fat.
So what does this all mean practically? It's not a magic bullet replacement for moving your body.
Definitely not presented that way. The sources suggest the best approach involves both daily supplementation plus regular movement. It enhances rather than replaces.
Let's just quickly summarize the fat reduction from that main human trial again. What were the key numbers or findings?
Okay, quick recap from the sources. Statistically significant visceral fat reduction seen starting at 8 weeks, continuing through 12. Significant total fat reduction by 12 weeks. Decreased body fat ratio while preserving lean muscle. And that P less than 0.05 means it's unlikely these were fluke results.
Right. And the safety, again, crystal clear based on the sources.
Yeah. Based on that trial monitoring, no adverse events tied to the supplement reported. Blood work, liver, kidney, lipids all remained normal. Well tolerated over the 12 weeks.
Any standard precautions mentioned?
The usual stuff was listed, yeah. Follow the dose 35 milligram MHBA daily. Check with a doctor if pregnant or nursing, just due to lack of data. Monitor yourself. Stop if anything weird happens.
Contraindications. Who shouldn't take it?
Known hop allergy, obviously. Pregnancy, breastfeeding again. And severe medical conditions. Always best to talk to your doctor first in those cases.
In the limitation.
The studies discussed were 12 weeks long. So the sources acknowledge that effects beyond that time frame haven't been studied in this specific research set.
Okay, let's shift slightly to the fixed product itself. What else did the sources say about it besides the extract?
Well, they reiterate that patent-pending process for potency and no bitterness, but they also describe the product characteristics.
Like?
Natural, plant-based, gluten-free, caffeine-free, stimulant-free, comes as tasteless liquid drops. The active blend is called MAG3.
And the claimed benefits for Fix tied directly to the research.
They link it straight back. Primary claims. Visceral fat burning, thermogenesis via BAT, metabolic enhancement, then those secondary supportive claims, hormone balance support, nervous system, sleep, energy, gut health, maybe reduced inflammation.
Let's dig into that metabolic impact a bit more. You mentioned it's described differently than stimulants.
Yeah, that's a key point the sources make. They frame the thermogenesis from MHE as sustainable, not a short, sharp burst like caffeine might give you.
How long do they say it works?
Up to 9.5 hours per serving, potentially working even when you're resting, and it doesn't need constant re-upping, apparently. It's positioned as enhancing your body's own natural fat-burning systems.
Not just overriding them temporarily.
Exactly, more like nudging them along.
And that focus on visceral fat keeps coming up. Why is that so important?
Because, as the sources emphasize, Reducing visceral fat isn't just about weight loss. It's about reducing risks for major health problems like heart disease and type 2 diabetes. Seeing significant reduction there in the trial is framed as a big deal.
And the exercise synergy, the practical advice there is.
Combine it with movement.
Yeah.
Even just walking more consistently. The research suggests that's how you get the most bang for your buck, especially for visceral fat.
How did the sources compare this MHE approach to other things people might try, like versus stimulants?
Okay, versus stimulants. The advantages listed for MHE are no caffeine, so no jitters or crash. It's presented as sustainable, works via that natural beat mechanism, and potentially less risk of building tolerance. Stimulants are framed as temporary with side effects and tolerance issues.
Makes sense. What about versus prescription weight loss drugs?
Here, the MHE advantages highlighted are it's natural, plant-based, available without prescription. The trials showed minimal side effects, generally recognized as safe status often applies to HOP compounds. Prescription meds, on the other hand, can have serious side effects, need close monitoring, can be expensive, and aren't for everyone.
And finally, compared to just diet and exercise alone, is it positioned as a replacement?
No, definitely not a replacement. It's presented as an enhancer. The idea is that MHE can potentially accelerate fat burning, give you a metabolic edge through BS, support your diet efforts, and make your exercise more effective, especially for that visceral fat. Diet and exercise alone can be slow. People hit plateaus. Adherence can be tough. MHE is suggested as something to potentially help overcome those hurdles.
Okay, so bringing it all together, if someone's listening and thinking about this, what's the recommended approach based purely on these sources?
It looks like a three-pronged approach based on the research. One, consistent daily supplementation at the studied dose. The studies suggest you need at least 8-12 weeks to really see those measurable effects.
Right.
Physical activity. Regular walking, light exercise, consciously increasing your steps. Consistency seems key.
And three.
General lifestyle support. Good nutrition, sleep, managing stress, staying hydrated, the foundations that help everything else work better.
Did the sources suggest a timeline for results?
They did, mapping it roughly to the study periods. Weeks 1 to 4, maybe feeling some initial activation, more energy. Weeks 5-8, that's when measurable fat loss, especially visceral, started showing up in the data.
Okay.
Weeks 9-12, more significant results, total fat, body composition changes. And then beyond 12 weeks, the idea is continued benefits with ongoing use, though that's extrapolation beyond the main trial duration.
And who seemed to benefit most in the studies? Who's the target profile?
Based on the trial population and findings, overweight adults, BMI 25-30, people concerned about visceral fat, those looking for natural, stimulant-free options, and importantly, people who are also physically active and want to enhance those results. The study focused on adults aged 20-65.
Okay, so wrapping up this deep dive, what's the final verdict from these sources on fix MHE and metabolism?
Well, the sources we looked at definitely present a strong case for its metabolic benefits. The mechanism via BAT activation and thermogenesis is clearly laid out.
And its position is safe and effective.
Yes. Based on the trial data presented, it's shown as safe, well-tolerated, and effective for metabolic support and fat management, particularly that visceral fat.
The key strengths being?
Multiple studies, that robust human trial design, a clear mechanism, the safety profile seen in the trial, and that really interesting synergy with exercise.
So it's presented as a scientifically validated option, especially if you're also active.
That seems to be the main thrust of the sources, yes.
So the core takeaway for you, listening to this deep dive into the material, these sources outline a potentially promising, natural way to support your metabolism. It seems backed by specific studies explaining how it might work activating brown fat and showing results like significant visceral fat loss, especially when you combine it with activity.
And crucially, the source material consistently emphasizes its safety and tolerability based on those clinical trials.
So if you're exploring natural metabolic support, or you want to maybe boost your exercise results, this information gives you a pretty clear picture of what Fixed to Mature hops extract is claimed to offer, and the science presented behind it.
Which really brings up a fascinating question, doesn't it? Considering how this extract is described as nudging our own body's calorie-burning systems, well, how much more is there to discover about other natural compounds that might do something similar?
Yeah. What could that mean for long-term metabolic health? Maybe beyond just weight, are there other natural keys waiting to be found? What does this deep dive make you curious about next?
Definitely food for thought.
Thank you for joining us on this deep dive today.